Yeah.
And this motivation will be stronger than any miracle.
我们能够让这个世界改变。
We can change this world.
就是从他的内心去把它改变。
And we can change from the inner heart.
让他的生命转变成基督的生命。
We can change lives to be that of Christ.
这个工程的巨大胜过全世界所有的。
It is a work that is greater than any other work in this world.
但这个这样的巨大工程在我们的身上。
But we are entrusted with this great task.
我们表明主的死。
So when we live out the Christ of
death of Christ, 我们把爱的具体行动把它走出来。
When we act out His love,
我们真正的去把神的福音传出去。
When we preach the gospel,
我们真正去关怀我们所爱的人。
When we care and love those around us,
让我们的生命充满了爱。
When we live a life full of love,
就如同基督在世界上一样。
Then it will be as though Jesus Christ is in this world again.
众人都拥挤他。
And everyone will long for him.
都需要他。
Will need him.
因为他所表达出来的就是他们的希望。
Because what he possesses is their hope.
我们就是世人的希望。
Then we will become the hope of mankind.
我们也要把这样的光和热把它表明出来。
And we need to live out this love and this light.
所以我们要追求耶稣基督的爱。
We need to seek and pursue God's love.
让我们有得胜的行动。
So that we can live victoriously.
让我们有追求成圣新生命的表现。
So that we can live in a victorious fashion.
所以我们用更积极的态度来去面对。
So that we can be more motivated in facing life.
让基督的生命更成为我们的这个光。
And may the life of Christ be our light.
愿主耶稣带领祝福我们。
May our Heavenly Father bless and guide each of us.
那我们这个圣餐的道理就讲到这边。
So this concludes our message regarding the Holy Communion.
那我们在领受圣餐前，我们在这里做提醒。
So prior to partaking in the Holy Communion, we'd like to issue a couple of reminders.
因为基督的身体是圣的。
Because the body of Christ is holy,
所以领受必须要有相对的条件。
Then you also there are certain requirements.
第一个就是已经在本会受洗，而且不曾犯致死的罪。
First, you must be a baptized member of this church and may not have committed a mortal sin.
那第二个，明白圣餐的意义和教训。
Second, you must be clear on the purpose and the teaching of the Holy Communion.
第三就是愿意决定立志为主而活。
Third, you must also be willing to make the determination to live for Christ.
我们用敬虔用这样的分辨的心来领受。
So with such a heart we receive.
我们也预备一颗敬虔的心。
So may we have a fervent, zealous heart.
我们现在来祝谢我们的圣餐就领到这边。
And we thank God. This concludes our Holy Communion.
那为新受洗的同龄，我们来读一段圣经。
For the sake of our newly baptized, we'd like to read a passage.
我们看《使徒行传》十五章。
Let's turn to Acts chapter 15.
使徒行传十五章二十八节。
Acts chapter 15, verse 28.
二十八和二十九节。
Verse 28 and 29.
二十八节，因为圣灵和我们定义，不将别的重担放在你们身上，唯有几件事是不可少的。就是二十九节，就是禁戒既有像的物和血，并勒死的牲畜和奸淫，这几件你们若能自己禁戒不犯就好了。愿你们平安。这是第一次耶路撒冷会议的时候做的决议。
So this is the conclusion from the first Jerusalem Council.
针对这个非犹太人的基督徒所说的。
And these are the words spoken to the Gentiles.
那么当然我们受洗之后圣经的教训我们通通都要遵行。
Of course, after we are baptized, we need to follow all the teachings of the Bible.
因为我们守的是纯全的律法。
Because what we follow is the full law.
是神的真理。
Is the truth.
那但是呢在这里面提的这几件是我们生活中要注意的事情。
But the things listed here are the things that we need to watch out for in our everyday lives.
那这几件我们跟我们的平安有关系。
Because it has to do with our personal peace.
这里有说到几件，第一件就是禁戒既有像的物 和血。
First is to abstain from food sacrificed to idols and to blood.
我们祭过偶像的物，我们不吃它的东西。
We do not eat anything that has been offered to idols.
因为那个是鬼的宴席，我们不跟 不参与这样的宴席。
Because it is the devil's feast, and we do not partake in that.
所以不管是什么样的仪式啊，如果是有祭偶像的物，我们一律不吃。
So no matter the occasion, if the food has been offered to idols, then we will abstain from it.
那么也许有一些活动啊，有跟偶像有关的活动啊，他有准备这个，他说没有拜的东西，但是因为那是属于偶像的活动，我们也不参与。
Now, even if you are to participate in an event for an idol, and they say they haven't offered the food, you should still also abstain from it.
我们要要有分别。
Because we need to know how to differentiate.
真神跟假神要有分别。
We need to know the difference between the true God and the false God.
再来就是我们不吃血。
Next, we abstain from blood.
血和热死的牲畜是一样的意思。
So blood and animals that have been strangled.
我们血是动物的生命，我们不吃血。
The blood contains life, so we do not partake in blood.
那所以这是从旧约时代神与人立约的时候就已经写下来了。
And this was a law that was written when God established the original covenant in the Old Testament time.
到新约时候，使徒依然这样子交代。
And the apostles in the New Testament continue to instruct us of this.
所以这。我们看到这是很重要的事，才会特别开会决定。
And this must have been very important, and that was why they had this meeting.
也许在其他的基督教派里面呢，有些他是不在乎这些的。他说你感谢就可以吃，因为神把它洁净了，都没有问题。
So there are other Christian denominations who are not as concerned because they feel that, you know, as long as we give thanks, then God will cleanse what we partake in.
按照当时他们的这个。使徒的决议就不是这样，他们是不可以吃的。
But according to the council in Jerusalem, this is not so. There are things that we cannot partake in.
还有就是奸淫的事情。
And finally, there's also sexual immorality.
神设立的夫妻婚姻是一夫一妻。
So the marriage that is established by the Lord has one husband and one wife.
是一男一女。
Is one man and one woman.
所以这是神所设立的婚姻。
That is the marriage that was established by God.
如果不是这样的话，就是奸淫。
And if whatever is not this case, then it is adultery.
所以我们除了和我们的配偶之外，我们不可另外有其他的性行为。
So besides with our spouse, we cannot have sexual relations with anyone else.
因为这是得罪我们的身子。
Because this is because you're sinning against your body.
另外呢，我们也要保守我们的心。
We also need to guard our heart.
我们不可以有这种心灵的心理的外遇了。
We cannot commit adultery in our hearts.
我们虽然没有肉体，但是我们心里有这样的一种，跟其他异性有这样的一种交流，这个说起来也是不符合道理。
Even if there may be no physical action, if we have this kind of emotional relationship with others, that is still against what is taught.
要保守我们的婚姻在神的恩典里面。
We need to preserve our marriage under the Lord.
那么当然同性恋也是不合神的心意的。
Of course, homosexuality is also against the will of God.
那个我们也不可以有这样的行为。
We also need to abstain from such behavior.
那在今天这婚姻混乱的世代里面，
In this world today where marriage is very confused,
我们也要特别来提醒我们族内这些未婚的青年，要能够在族里面来成婚，来做合神心意的事。
We need to remind our youth how important it is to be married under the Lord and to act according to His will.
能够在婚姻上蒙神的祝福。
And so that we can be blessed in marriage.
如同鸟有双翼一样，可以展翅上飞。
It is
像鸟有两个翅膀。
So it is like a bird with two wings, so that they can rise.
这就是神给我们的力量。
That is the strength that comes from the Lord.
也是在婚姻中，让我们的生命能够更加的坚强。
And it will give us strength in our marriage.
愿我们大家都平安。
May peace be with you.
那我们的道理就讲到这边。
So this concludes our message.
我们最后一起来唱诗297首。
Let's conclude with a hymn 297.